Hey listeners, this is Mark here.
And Max.
Bringing you a special sneak preview of a new podcast we think you'll want to check out.
From Macmillan Podcasts, it's called Driving the Green Book.
Broadcaster Alvin Hall and activist Janae Woods Weber drive from Detroit to New Orleans, collecting powerful stories about how Black Americans use the Negro Motorist Green Book to find safe havens and travel with dignity during segregation.
You'll hear heartbreaking moments of discrimination and fear, but also find inspiration in the stories of those who built support networks for each other and fought for equality.
To understand the way forward, Driving the Green Book looks back on this critical but underreported time in history, looking into issues like institutionalized racism, urban renewal, and what has and hasn't changed for Black Americans.
Stay tuned to hear the trailer and start listening to Driving the Green Book on September 15th.
I'm thinking about my father and my grandfather because they swore by the Green Book. Every day after Christmas, my mother would bundle all us up and we would hit the road for New York to see our Uncle Jerome. Yep. So Daddy had his Green Book, his little pocket Bible. We didn't find out until later years that it was because of segregation and because of fear that the book existed.
I'm Alvin Hall, broadcaster, author, and teacher. I enjoy finding and telling stories that people may have forgotten, but whose ramifications are in plain sight. Every day there are new stories about the dangers of being Black in America, while driving, jogging, voting, simply living. Imagine how magnified those risks were during the decades of legal segregation in this country. The Negro Motorist Green Book, or more simply, the Green Book, was created in 1937 to help Black Americans travel safely on the highways and roadways of this country, or, as more subtly stated in the guide, to travel without aggravation.
Anytime we drove anywhere, we were always afraid. We never knew when somebody might stop us or pass by and shoot us. You were just always afraid.
From Macmillan Podcasts, this is Driving the Green Book. Join activist Janae Woods Weber and me as we travel from Detroit to New Orleans, covering 2,021 miles in 12 days and stopping at Green Book locations along the way. We talk to people who lived through the era that made the guide necessary, who recount unnerving experiences on highways and hometown streets, who share memories of their families and neighborhoods, as well as the safe havens listed in the Green Book.
When the Underground Railroad was in existence, it was not underground. It was not a map that you could follow, but it was a connection of like-minded people.
And so the Green Book was really taking all of that network.
Yes, sir.
And listing it.
Listing
it,
yeah. Putting it in one place.
On the other hand, though, you met people who were willing to give you everything they had to keep you safe.
The Green Book connected Black travelers to local businesses and economically vibrant communities that offered welcoming services and safe harbor. The Green Book is now an archival publication. Recent events, however, show Black Americans continue to face aggravations from the petty to the horrific on and off the road. On this podcast, we examine the Green Book through a different lens as a time capsule connecting us to family legacies, business pioneers, and civic visionaries. To understand the way forward, Driving the Green Book is going to look back.
Every day, people woke up. People said, I'm going to do what I can with what I have, where I am, in order to make a better life and a fair deal.
Subscribe to Driving the Green Book on Apple Podcasts. New episodes will be available starting Tuesday, September 15th.